让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for our worship time yesterday.
我们为昨天敬拜的时间感谢你。
And I ask that you will be with us as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are looking at a very unusual day in most churches.
今天呢，我们来看，再看一个对教会来讲，这是一个很不寻常的日子。
Now I've been at church in church all my life.
我整一生都一直去教会。
I've gone to churches that only recognize Christmas and Easter.
我去的有的教会呢，他们只承认圣诞节跟复活节。
And I've gone to churches that are very liturgical and recognize Advent and Lent and Christmas and even Pentecost and Christ the King Sunday.
然后有的教会呢，就是有很多像五旬节呀，还有这个烛光还有别的什么节日啊，甚至是主耶稣上升的日子，每一个节日他们都遵守。
But almost none of them do anything in recognition of Ascension Day.
但是呢，却没有一个教会呢，去好像去纪念或者是遵守这个上升日、升天日。
Part of that, I think, is because of where it is on the calendar.
我想一部分的原因是因为它在日历上出现的这个天那个日期。
Ascension Day is always on a Thursday.
升天日呢，一般都在是星期四。
And so, you know, we don't have a service that day.
我们在星期四基本上是都没有聚会的。
But most churches don't even say anything about Ascension on the Sunday before Ascension Day.
但是呢，基本上大部分教会呢，在那个升天日的前一，就是那个主日呢，就是星期天呢，都不会提到这个日子。
And I think if I ask most pastors, they wouldn't even know when it is.
如果你问很多牧师，他可能都不知道升天日是哪一天。
And I think that's partly because we don't really think about it as an important event in Jesus' life.
因为我们并不觉得那个是耶稣生命中一个很重要的日子。
Most books about Jesus' ministry, they will study in great detail about his teaching and his miracles and the crucifixion and resurrection.
一般来讲，讲到耶稣的这个在地上的事工的时候，都会讲到他在地上他行的神迹，他的教导，然后他的被钉十字架跟他的复活。
And then at the end, they have just a few pages that sort of, this is the epilogue.
然后呢，最后呢，就有几页，就是说这个就是后续了。
Almost like in a biography of a person where at the end it says, and this is what happened to all of the other people in the story.
然后呢，就有点像这个一个传记的后续，就是说后补，就是说这都是这个小这个传记里边这些别的人物他们发生的故事。
So for most Christians, they would say, here's what the ascension means.
所以对很多基督徒来讲，他们会觉得说，哦，升天就是这个意思。
40 days after being raised from the grave, Jesus ascended back to heaven.
就是主耶稣复活之后40天又升天回到了天上。
The end.
然后就结束了。
And that's sort of where it stops.
那就是大家就停在那儿了。
But for the early church, the ascension was very important.
但是对于初期的教会，这个升天日是升天是很重要的。
Because it is linked to what Jesus is doing today.
因为呢，这和主耶稣现在所做的呢是有关系的。
And so the creed says he descended into Hades.
然后这个使徒信经就说他降在阴间。
The third day he rose again from the dead.
第三天从死人中复活。
And then the line that we are looking at today,
然后今天我们所看到的这一句就是
He ascended into heaven,
他升天
and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty,
坐在全能父上帝的右边。
The truth that I want you to see from this, we have an advocate at the right hand of the Father.
就是我想让大家看到的是我们在父的右边有一位宗保也就是辩护人。
Ephesians 4 is important for this.
以弗所书第四章对这个是很好的解释的这个重要的一个经节。
The creed says he is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
这个使徒信经说他坐在父右上帝的右边。
And I often give translators a very difficult job.
我通常会给这个翻译的人比较难的工作就是。
I really think the church should double the pay of the translators.
教会应该如果付钱的话应该付双份的。
Two times zero equals zero.
二乘以零还是零因为是
We call this the session of Christ.
我们称这个是耶稣的就座
It's an old word that means to sit down.
这是一个这个 session 这个词是一个古老的词语它表示的意思就是坐下来
The session is the place where someone is sitting.
这个就是就坐就是一个人专门的一个座位他坐在那儿。
We actually use that word still.
我们现在还是用这个词。
When we say Congress is in session, we mean they are sitting in their seats of office.
所以呢我们会说这个哦议员们他们现在是在会议当中就是意思他这个英文的意思就是议员们坐在这个会议当中。
And so Ephesians says the one who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens.
就是以弗所四章十节说那降下了就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的。
That he might fill all things.
就是让这充满万有的去充满所有。
The ascension reminds us Jesus' ministry has a past.
然后这个升天呢就告诉我们说主耶稣他的服事他的事工有一个过去
His life, death and resurrection
就是他的生命他的死和他的复活
His ministry has a future
他的服事也有一个未来
He will return as judge and king
他要以审判官跟君王的身份再来
But if I ask you what is his present ministry,
然后如果我问您他现在在做什么呢
Many people really don't know. They say, I don't know. He's waiting to come back.
然后很多人就说哦我不知道大概他是在等着回来吧
The creed says he is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
这个使徒信经告诉我们他坐在父上帝的右边。
That means he is our advocate today.
他这个就意味着他是我们的宗保，是我们的辩护者。
Hebrews says he lives to make intercession for us.
这个希伯来书告诉我们，他是在父神面前为我们代求。
So that's what we're looking at today.
所以那个是我们今天要看的。
Three things I want to say to you about the ascension itself.
有三件我要讲的关于升天的这个内容。
He ascended in bodily form.
第一个呢他是以人的身体的样式升天的。
Acts, in the book of Acts, Luke described the ascension this way.
然后在使徒行传路加医生是这么来描述的。
Verse 9, when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight.
说了这话他们正看的时候他就被取上升有一朵云彩把他接去便看不见他了。
It is a physical ascension.
它是一个身体的一个有形有体的一个升天。
It testifies he is still human.
这个就见证说他仍然是人。
He did not abandon his body and ascend in spiritual form.
他没有说就是放下了他的身体，就是以一个灵的形式升天。
He ascended with a physical body.
他升天是带着这个一个有形有体的身体升天的。
And he will someday return in the same body.
他有一天会带着同样的这样的一个有形有体的有形的身体回来。
Verse 11, he will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
他说这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们看见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
What are the things that many Christians have lost is a sense of the physical nature of scripture.
You mean they missed the physical nature of the scripture? Yeah. 就是很多基督徒他们所漏掉的就是说这里讲到的是耶稣是一个以人的有形 有血有肉的一个人的身体升天的。
We have turned Jesus into this artificial movie character.
我们把耶稣好像转变成一个像这种人造的像一个电影中的人物一样。
We forget how real he was on earth. That's what I tried to talk about when we talked about the humanity of Jesus.
我们就忘记了就是耶稣他在这个人在这个世间的时候是多么真实的一个人，那就是当我谈耶稣的人性的时候我强调的。
And we forget how real he is in heaven.
我们也就是忘掉了就是他在天上的那个是多么真实。
And we forget how real we will be in heaven.
我们也就是忘掉了说我们在天上我们会有多么真实。
In a couple weeks when we talk about a few weeks when we talk about our resurrection, we will be real people.
再过几个星期我们会讲到我们自己身体的复活，我们还是真实的有血有肉的人。
I will be me, you will be you.
我还是我，你还是你。
And we will recognize that.
我们到时候就认出来这一些了。
We won't be disembodied spirits floating around on a cloud playing a harp.
我们不会说是没有身体的这个灵，就是好像在云彩中飞行，然后在那里弹竖琴。
And that's important because we make heaven sound very boring.
我们这个非常的重要，我们好像有时候让天觉得天堂是一个很无聊的地方。
Now, if we were in class together, I would ask you, how many of you like to eat?
如果我们在课堂上呢，我就会问大家，多少人喜欢吃东西？
I like to eat.
我喜欢吃。
Heaven will include eating.
所以在天堂上呢，还是要吃东西。要吃饭。
And it won't be fake spiritual food. It will be real food that has a good taste.
它不是说那种假的那种属灵的食物，而是真正的可以尝到的有味道很好的食物。
All of that starts back with the ascension. Jesus ascended in physical bodily form.
这都是始于这个升天，耶稣是以这个就是一个有形有就是有形体的一个身体样升天的。
In the incarnation, Jesus, the Son of God, was united with our human nature forever.
就是在主耶稣道成肉身的时候，神的儿子耶稣呢，他就是跟我们一样有了这个人的身体的样式。
And in the ascension, he retains our human nature.
在他升天的时候呢，他还是继续保持了这个人的身体的样式。
It is amazing to realize that the Jesus who sits at the right hand of the Father is as fully human today as he was when he walked in Galilee.
然后呢这个真的是令人很难以理解很震惊的，就是现在坐在父上帝的右边的耶稣，他就是一个就像说在这个加利利 曾经在那里行走的一个，他是以人的像样式这样行走的一个真实的人，他在天父的右边也是真实的人。
Now let me answer a question that you might have.
我来回答一个你可能会有的问题。
Because when people read this in Acts,
当人们读到在使徒行传中读到这些的时候，
and they hear someone say he ascended in bodily form,
他们听到有人说耶稣以人的身体的样式升天，
they say, so you mean you think he went straight up through the clouds and that heaven is up there somewhere?
然后他们就说你意思就是耶稣就是以人的身体的样子就是坐在这个云彩上，就是被这个云彩接去，就这样一直走到天上吗？
And now we're back to what we talked about last week, I think, with something about the metaphors in scripture.
然后呢我们就回到上个星期所提到的这个圣经中讲到这个形式，这种比喻或者是一种隐语。
Luke is describing from their perspective what they saw.
路加呢是从他们的角度来描述他们所看到的。
Luke is not being so literalistic to say he went up for 3/4 of a mile and then he turned right.
他不是说很就是说很精确的很字义化的描述他往上升了大概 3.4 miles然后再往右转。
He is saying as they watched,
他说的是在他们看的时候，门徒们看的时候，
his body begins to rise and he disappears.
然后他的身体呢就开始往上升，然后他就消失了。
So don't get bogged down into the literalness of this, but do recognize he is describing a physical ascension.
所以呢不要就是钻牛角尖在想说哎，这个到底是就是是怎么做的，这个精确到什么程度，而是想到说他的重点是在于他带着人的样式身体。
I say that so that you will understand the second thing I'm going to say.
我之所以强调这一点就让你能够明白第二点。
Jesus ascended in glory.
耶稣在荣耀中升天。
It says a cloud took him out of their sight.
就是有一朵云彩把他接去，他就不见了。
Now again, when we read that, we might think, okay, so he went up and he got to the cloud and, you know, he made a right turn.
然后我们大概读就说，哦，他往上升，然后呢，就碰到一朵云，然后他就往右转了，就看不见了。
When a Jewish person in the first century read those words, he would have immediately thought back to the Old Testament references to a cloud.
当犹太一世纪的犹太人读到这句话的时候，他们马上就会想到在旧约里边所描述的这个云彩。
God's glory came down and appeared in the cloud that guided Israel through the desert.
就是神呢，神的荣耀降下来，出现在云彩中，然后带领以色列。在旷野中带领以色列人。
At the dedication of the temple, 2 Chronicles says the temple was filled with a cloud so that the priests could not even minister.
在历代之下讲到说这个献圣殿的时候呢，说这个圣殿里充满了神的云彩，就是神的荣耀，甚至祭司不能站立。
And then it tells us what that cloud is. It says the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
他说这个云彩是什么呢？就是耶和华的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And so when Luke says he ascended, a cloud took him out of their sight, it is showing his glory.
所以当路加描述说他被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接走，这个是显示了他是他的荣耀。
Luke chapter 24 tells us the same picture of the ascension.
然后路加福音第24章也同样描述了这个升天的这个场景。
And there it says,
在这里说到
that when they saw the cloud, they worshipped him.
就是他们就是指这些门徒呢，他们看到这个云彩就拜他。
The cloud was another testimony. He is divine.
这个云彩呢是另外一个见证。见证他是属天的。
And then it's, I want you to see that he ascended as king.
第三点我想让大家看到的是耶稣作为君王升天。
Psalm 110.
就是在诗篇110篇。
Says that God says to the king, sit at my right hand.
神对不是 verse, 神对耶和华对我主说坐在我的右边。
Psalm 110 is one of the most important psalms.
诗篇110篇是最重要的诗篇之一。
And by that I mean it is the psalm that is most often quoted in the New Testament.
我这个意思就是它是在新约中被引用最多的诗篇之一。
It's quoted in the Gospels, it's quoted in Acts.
在福音书、使徒行传都引用过它。
It's quoted several times by Paul, it's quoted by Peter, it's quoted in Hebrews.
它是保罗、彼得还有希伯来书都引用过这篇诗篇。
It was important to the early church for this reason.
对早期教会它之所以重要的原因在于
Psalm 110 was a promise to Israel's king.
这个诗篇110篇是对以色列有一位君王的应许。
The kings of Israel when they were crowned king, would quote this king, this psalm.
就是以色列的君王，当他们就是被加冕的时候，他们就会就是引用诗篇110篇。
It begins, the Lord, in all caps, so that means it's referring to God.
他刚开始就是讲说耶和华。
The Lord, God, says to my Lord, not all caps, that's referring to the king.
耶和华对我主说，他这个就是前面耶和华那个英文呢，就是全部都是那个大写的字母，后边这个主呢，也是同一个词，但是小写的字母。
Sit at my right hand, and I will, until I make your enemies your footstool.
他说你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
And then it goes through and it describes the power of the king.
然后他就继续的描述这个君王的权力。
He's going to judge the nations.
他就要审判列国。
All over the world, he's going to destroy the enemy kings.
他就是在整个世界上会毁灭一切这些敌人。
But there's a problem.
但是这里有一个问题。
No king of Israel ever accomplished Psalm 110.
还没有任何一个以色列的君王就是成就了诗篇110篇。
They did part of it, but never completely.
他们曾经就是成就一部分，但是从来没有完全的成就这个诗篇110篇。
Jesus said in the Gospels, I am the fulfillment of Psalm 110.
耶稣在福音书中告诉他们说，我就是诗篇110的这个应许的成就。
Over and over, the early church pointed back to this Psalm.
所以呢，初期教会不断的就是在引用诗篇110。
It is in Jesus that now Israel's king sits at the right hand of God.
就是耶稣，就是以色列，现在他作为以色列的王，坐在父上帝的右边。
It is in Jesus that he now rules.
就是在耶稣基督里，现在他来统治。
So what does the ascension mean for us?
所以升天对我们的意义是什么呢？
Hebrews tells us that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
希伯来书告诉我们他坐在父上帝的右边。
And that he is our great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
One of the most common pictures in Hebrews is of Jesus as our high priest.
在希伯来书里边一个很大的一个描述就是耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Turn to Hebrews 10.
翻到希伯来书第十章。
He tells us in verse 11.
在十章十一节他告诉我们。
That a priest stands daily at his service offering the sacrifices.
说凡祭司天天在那侍奉神。
He stands.
就是这个祭司是站着的。
He is doing work.
他在做工。
But then Hebrews says, when Christ, when the Messiah had offered a single sacrifice,
他说但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。
He sat down at the right hand of God.
就在神的右边坐下了。
And since I just mentioned Psalm 110,
因为我刚刚提到诗篇110篇。
Look at verse 13, waiting from that time until his enemies shall be made a footstool for his feet.
从此等候他的仇敌成了他的脚凳。
That is one of those direct quotes from Psalm 110.
这就是从诗篇110篇的一个直接的一个引述。
He is our sacrifice that was given once for all.
他是我们一次永远的赎罪祭。
And Hebrews says, because of that, we have confidence to enter the holy places.
所以呢，他就说，因为这些，所以我们就可以坦然无惧地来到这个圣，就是至圣所。
We are able to draw near in full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10.
Which verse? 我们就是有带着充足的信心可以来到父神面前。
That is verse 19.
Yeah, I found them.
No, this was an amazing truth to a Jewish person.
对一个犹太人来讲，这个是令人惊异的一个真理。
No one, regardless of the sacrifice, no lay person could walk into the holy place.
不管说你是不是献祭带着什么样的祭物，没有一个就是普通的人可以进到这个圣所，就是那个圣所。
Only the priest could go into those places.
只有祭司可以进到那些地方去。
And only the high priest once a year could go into the holy of holies.
只有大祭司一年只有一次可以进到至圣所。
But for every one of you,
但是对我们其中的每一个人,
this morning when you prayed,
今天早晨当你祷告的时候,
you were able yourself to walk into the most holy place, the holy of holies.
你就是你自己，你就可以进到这个至圣所。
A place that no Jewish, even the priests could not go.
就是没有犹太人，甚至是祭司都不能进去。
But we are able to enter there. Why? Because he became the sacrifice for our sins.
为什么我们可以进去呢？就是因为耶稣为我们成了赎罪祭。
Hebrews 7:25 shows how far that sacrifice went.
然后呢，希伯来书7:25就告诉我们说，他这个牺牲到底有他的程度到什么程度。
He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God.
说凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
I went to study that word uttermost.
我就是去研究那个词，就是到底的意思。
And I found out that the Greek word that is translated uttermost is only used one other place in the New Testament.
他那个希伯来文就是那个到底。就是终极，他的意思在新约中只用过一次。
In Luke 13,
在路加福音第十三章
，Jesus sees a lady who is bent over.
他看到耶稣看到一个驼背的女人。
And it says she could not fully straighten herself.
他说她腰弯的一点都直不起来。
The word "fully" is the same word translated.Uttermost here.
他就说的一点都起不来的这个词，就是说终极，就是在这里用到了这个词，到底这个意思。
Luke is saying she could not straighten herself all the way.
就是路加说他的腰就是没有办法直起来。
The same word is used here when he says Jesus, our great high priest.Is able to save us all the way.
然后呢，这个词呢，就是用在这个希伯来书第七章二十五节，它就是也有翻译成就是说彻底，就是到底的意思。
Now all of us have some degree of self-discipline.
我们每个人都有一些自律。
And so there are some places where we can improve ourselves in our own power.
有些方面呢，领域呢，我们可以靠着自己的这个力量呢，来自律，来训练自己。
But none of us can fully fix our problem.
但是我们其中没有任何一个人可以完全解决我们自己的问题。
Sin has worked its way into every corner of our being.
这个罪已经进到我们人的这个方方面面每一个角落，渗透到了每个角落。
Only our great high priest can reach all those corners.
只有我们的伟大的祭司可以，他可以碰到，可以到那个每一个角落去洁净罪。
One writer said, you and I are to the uttermost sinners. Every corner is sinful.
然后有一个人就写到说，你和我，我们是彻彻底底的罪人，我们的每一个角落都是这样子被罪污染。
And so we must have a to the uttermost savior.
所以我们也需要一个彻彻底底的一个救赎者。
When Jesus looked at that lady who could not straighten herself up,
当耶稣看到这个驼背的女人，就是她的腰一点都直不起来的时候，
He said, straighten up.
然后耶稣就说，你被腰直，背直起来。
And she was completely healed.
她就立刻完全的直起腰来。
You will never convince me that she straightened up this much.
你就不能说劝服我说她的腰其实直起来，但是还没完全直，还有点弯。
Maybe she had been here.
她也许原来是90度的弯腰。
And she gets there.
现在可能变成30度这样弯腰。
No. That woman had the best posture in all of Israel.
然后现在这个女士她的这个姿态呢，就是在以色列是最好的。
She was healed to the uttermost.
她就是完全的被医治。
And when he says, when our great high priest saves us to the uttermost.
当他说我们的大祭司拯救到底的时候，
We have freedom.
就是我们真的是有自由。
We are no longer prisoners to our sin.
我们不再是我们罪的奴仆。
The next thing I want you to see that this says to us.
再一句他对我们说。
Our great high priest intercedes for us as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我们的大祭司为我们代求。
The Old Testament priests were intermediaries between God and man.
就是在旧约的时代，这个大祭司是人和神之间的这种一个好像一个中间的一个代求者似的。
Hebrews 7 says he always lives to make intercession for us.
这里希伯来书七章二十五节说，他是长远活着替他们代求。
He is sitting there as the intermediary between us and God.
他坐在那里就是是我们和神中间的一个就像一个调节者一个中介者似的。
I love Hebrews 4.
我很喜欢希伯来书第四章。
We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who in every respect has been tempted as we are.
他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样
Yet without sin.
只是没有犯罪
And so then listen to what he says.
然后你听他怎么说
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
That we may receive mercy.
为要得连续
and find grace to help in time of need.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
We have a high priest who is interceding for us.
我们有一位为我们代求、为我们祈求的大祭司。
And we can go boldly before.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到他面前。
And then I want you to see he is our advocate.
然后我想让大家看到的是他是我们的宗保。
Writing late in the first century, John wrote to the churches.
在公元一世纪晚期的时候使徒约翰写信给当时的教会。
And he said, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
他说我的孩子们呢我将这些话写给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live above willful sin.
就是靠着圣灵的大能我们可以就是不犯这种故意任意妄为的罪。
But John knew that if he stopped there,
但约翰知道说如果他就停在那儿
he was going to leave many of us in despair.
他会让我们很多人活在绝望之中。
Because in a moment of weakness, we would fall into sin.
因为在一个刹那之间的软弱之中我们会落在罪中。
And we would feel there was no hope.
我们会觉得没有盼望了。
And so he says, but if anyone does sin,
但是若有人犯罪,
we have an advocate with the Father.
他说我们在父那里有一位宗保,就是有一位申求者。
Jesus Christ the righteous.
就是那义者耶稣基督。
He is sitting at the right hand of God.
他就坐在父神的右边。
He is our advocate.
他是我们的宗保。
Paul said, who can condemn us?
保罗说谁可以定我们的罪呢?
Who has the right to declare us guilty?
谁可以称我们是有罪的呢?
No one.
没有任何人。
Romans 8:34.
罗马书第八章三十四节说
Christ Jesus is the one who died.
就是有耶稣基督已经死了。
More than that, who was raised,
而且从死里复活,
and then who is at the right hand of God,
现今在神的右边,
who indeed is interceding for us,
也替我们祈求,
he is our advocate,
他是我们的宗保,
and so Paul continues verse 38, I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height. He goes through a whole list. None of it can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗继续说因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的是将来的他讲了一切来说这些爱都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是我们的主耶稣基督里的
He is our advocate
他是我们的宗保
Now let me show you what it means to us today that he is ascended
然后对我们今天的人来讲他升天对我们的意义是什么
First of all, I want you to see the hope that we have because he ascended.
因为耶稣升天，我们所有的盼望。
I find for me it is helpful to try to picture what happened in the Bible.
对我来讲，就是去想象这个圣经中所发，当时所那个画面，那个场景是怎么样，是有帮助的。
I am not a profound Greek and Hebrew scholar.
我不是说是希伯来文跟希腊文的一个研究很深的学者。
I'm just a retired music teacher.
我只是这个退休的音乐老师。
And so I like for the Bible to be simple.
所以我很喜欢圣经就是简单。
And when I read this story, I imagine the disciples standing there looking at heaven.
然后我读这个故事的时候我就想象说门徒就站在那儿就把头扬起来往天上看。
And their mouths are hanging open.
然后他们的嘴就张开看着这个眼前的景象。
What happened? Where did he
然后发生了什么？他去哪儿了？
And all of a sudden, there's two angels.
然后忽然之间就出现两位天使。
And they ask a very funny question.
然后呢，他们就问了一个很有趣的、很可笑的问题。
Why are you looking into heaven?
他因为什么站着望天呢？
I would say, well, because Jesus just went up there.
我会说因为耶稣刚刚往那儿去了。
Of course we're looking into heaven.
所以我们当然是往天上看呢。
But then he says,
然后接着他这两位天使就说
This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven,
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣
will come in the same way.
你们借他怎样往天上去他还要怎样来。
The ascension is the promise of his return.
这个升天是他再来的一个应许。
A few weeks ago, I told you, I think, that when Jesus first told his disciples he was going away, it says they were sorrowful.
我几个星期前我讲到，当耶稣第一次告诉门徒说他要离开的时候，他们是很忧愁的。
But after the ascension, it says they returned to Jerusalem with great joy.
但是在升天之后呢，记载到说他们回到耶路撒冷，但是大大欢喜。
What had changed?
到底是什么改变了呢？
Because he had promised to return, the ascension gave them hope.
因为他保证说他会再来，所以呢，这个升天了就给了他们盼望。
The angels say, don't forget, he's going to come back the same way.
天使告诉他们说不要忘记他会以同样的方式再回来。
The second thing I want you to see, we'll talk about that hope more when we look at what it says about his return.
然后当我们讲到他再来的时候我们会讲更多的这点。
So I'm not spending much time there.
所以我不会在这里花很多的时间。
The next thing though that I want you to see,
第二点我想让大家看到的是
Because he ascended, we live today with confidence.
因为耶稣升天，我们活着有确信。
Ephesians 2, God made us alive together with Christ.
这个以弗所书二章四节这样讲到说，神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
I see I left out a word in the PowerPoint. Made us alive together with Christ.
I thought you make that purpose. 就是我然而神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
He has raised us up with him.
让我们与基督一同从死里复活。
And listen to this.
你听一下这一句。
He has seated us with him in the heavenly places.
让我们一同坐在天上。
I told you that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father.
我告诉过你们耶稣坐在父神的右边。
And Paul says,
保罗说,
we are seated there with him.
我们跟他在那里同坐。
Now, earlier in this chapter,
在以弗所书第二章的前面刚开始的时候,
Paul says we were dead in our sins.
保罗说我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
We were controlled by our sinful passions.
我们被我们就是这个有罪的这个人的属肉体的情欲所控制。
We were children of wrath.
我也是可怒之子。
We were waiting for God's judgment to appear.
在等待神的审判。
And now he says God has seated us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他现在告诉我们让我们与基督一同复活一同坐在天上。
Not he will seat us.
不是说他将来会把我们让他和他一起坐在天上。
But it is an accomplished fact that has already been done.
那是一个已经成就的事实。
We, in Christ, you and I are seated at the right hand of God.
在基督里，你和我已经是坐在父神的右边。
Some Sunday I want to preach on Colossians 3.
有的再过，我希望以后有机会在星期天讲 哥罗西书第三章
where Paul tells us the secret to living a victorious Christian life.
保罗告诉我们过一个得胜生活的秘诀。
He says, our life is hidden with Christ in God.
他说我们的生命和一起藏在基我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里边。
We are united with Christ.
我们和基督是联合的。
This is not some kind of mumbo jumbo.
这个不是一个好像一个秘密就在那儿就是你讲出来的。
It's not some kind of a new age trance.
这也不是一个新纪元运动的一个潮流。
Our nature has taken up residence in the presence of God.
我们的这个本质已经是在神的面前，已经是有一个居住的地方。
Now, let me tell you why I think this is so important.
让我告诉你为什么我觉得这个很重要。
Remember I said, 1 John, he says, I am writing this that you do not sin.
我记得刚刚讲过约翰一书说我写信给你们是要叫你们不犯罪。
And so here is what many people do.
这是很多人这样做。
They say, okay, I'm going to do what John said.
他们就说哦，我要下决心去遵行约翰所说的。
I'm going to really, really work on this.
我要真的是下功夫。
And while they are working to be very careful about this sin,
当他们非常小心地对付这个罪的时候
they fall into a different trap.
但是他们却在另外一件事情上跌倒了。
Because they are relying on their own power.
因为他们在靠自己的力量、自己的能力。
But Paul says we are seated with Christ.
但是保罗说我们跟耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
I don't know what your temptation is.
我不知道你所面临的试探是什么。
It's tax time, so it might be to not turn in all your income.
现在呢是报税的时间，所以有可能是说你不想报你所有的收入。
I don't know your temptation, but let me give you an example that I've used with some of my young college students.
让我给大家一些我给我的那个大学生他们的一些例子。
They're doing their homework on the internet.
他们在网上做他们的家庭作业。
And an ad comes up for a pornographic website.
然后突然呢就出来一个广告，是色情网站的广告。
And for many of them, they rely on the power of guilt.
然后呢，很多人呢，就是依靠他们这个，感到愧疚的这个力量。
They even have a little post-it note on their screen. What would Jesus do?
他们甚至在这个屏幕，电脑屏幕上放一个小的一个贴条，上面说耶稣会怎么做。
They remind themselves, Jesus is seeing what I'm looking at.
他们会提醒自己说我所看到的耶稣也看到我在做什么。
And it works for a while.
它确实有一段时间它会有效。
But let me tell you, guilt wears off.
但是呢你知道那种罪疚感慢慢就会消失。
Eventually, the guilt loses its power.
最终呢这个罪疚呢会罪疚感会失去它的那个能力。
I think in Colossians 3, Paul is giving us a much more powerful response to temptation.
然后我觉得在哥罗西第三章，保罗给了我们一个面对试探一个更有能力的一个反应。
It's not that Jesus is looking over my shoulder at my laptop screen.
不是耶稣就站在我背后看着我的那个电脑屏幕看我在做什么。
I am seated in heaven with Christ.
我在天上跟耶稣同一起一同坐在天上。
I am in the presence of God.
我是在神的面前。
And that presence is far more wonderful and powerful than any temptation.
在神的面前，那个是更美好的一个，远远胜过这一切的试探，更美好，更有能力。
I am united with Christ.
我和基督是联合的。
And that gives me the power to say to Satan,
那给我能力让我可以对撒旦说
No.
不。
Jesus and I have no desire to fulfill our earthly lust, sinful lust.
耶稣和我没有这个意愿去就是去满足我的私欲。
I am living in his daily presence.
我每天都活在他的面前。
And I want to do nothing that hinders that presence.
我不想做任何事情来破坏我在他的面就是他活在他的面前。
And the power to live that way is because he ascended.
我们之所以能够有这种能力能活在他面前是因为耶稣升天。
One more thing I want you to see because of the ascension.
还有一点因为耶稣的升天。
Because he ascended, we have a mission.
因为耶稣升天，我们有使命。
When I read this in Acts 1,
当我们读到这个升天的这个描述在《使徒行传》第一章的时候
，I always remember my grandfather.
我总是想起来我的parent father's side or mother's side.
I forgot. Yes, father's side.
就是我的爷爷。
When I was a little boy, I would every summer spend a whole month with my grandfather.
就是当我小的时候呢，每年的暑假我会跟他住一个月。
And he was a very old-fashioned, gruff old man.
他是一个传统的老式的，好像很那种强壮的，有点那种，反正就是那种粗糙的硬汉似的。
He was not the kind of grandfather who hugs you and gives you candy.
他不是那个抱抱你呀，给你糖果的爷爷。
And so I would go visit with my grandfather.
所以我就会去看我的爷爷。
And he would say, I'm going to give you a job to do.
他就会说给你一份工作做。
He would say, go over there and mow that yard.
他去那边把那个草给割了。
And I was a little kid.
然后我还挺小的是个小男孩。
And so sometimes I would be standing there thinking, what do I need to do first? Where do I find the mower? How do I get the gas? How long will it take?
然后我就先站在那儿就想说哎，我去哪儿找这个割草机我要放多少油我怎么来割这个草呢
And my gruff old grandfather
我这个硬汉式的爷爷
would say, well boy, why are you standing there? Get to work!
他说哎，你干嘛呢就站在那儿去干活呀
I always remember him when I read Acts 1
然后每次读那个《使徒行传》第一章的时候，我就想起来他。
Because remember that Jesus had given his disciples a job.
因为你要知道，耶稣给他的门徒一份工作，给他们事情要做的。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, verse 8.
他第八节就说到，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Then we have the story of the ascension.
然后我们就有这个升天的描述。
They're standing looking up in heaven.
他们就站着望天。
Verse 11, the angels say, why are you standing there?
然后11节,天使就说,你们为什么站着望天呢?
And it always reminds me of my grandfather.
这读到这儿我就总想起来我的爷爷。
I think the angels are saying, why are you standing there? Jesus gave you a job. Get to work.
然后我就想天使是说你们为什么站在这儿呢?耶稣已经给你们事情要去做,去干活去了。
And it says, verse 12, they returned.
然后第十二节就说,门徒呢就从那里往回耶路撒冷去。
They started the task God had given them.
他们已经就开始来执行神给他们的工作了，使命。
And I want to finish today by saying to you.
然后今天结束的时候，我想告诉大家。
God has given us a mission.
神给了我们使命。
Jesus has given us a mission.
耶稣也给了我们使命。
And as long as he was here, we could say, well, we're following him. He's doing it.
然后呢，当他还在，只要他还在地上，我们可以说我们在跟随他，他在做。
But you and I have been given a mission to go and share the gospel and make disciples wherever we are.
然后呢，我们已经给了，我们已经成，就是被吩咐说，不管我们去哪里，我们要分享福音，就是使人做耶稣的门徒。
But when I look around churches,
但是我就看看周围的教会，
I see a lot of Christians who say we're disciples.
然后我看到很多基督徒就说，我们是门徒。
But they're standing with their mouth open looking at heaven.
但是他们就张着嘴往看天。
And I think the angel is saying,
然后我觉得天使 是在说，
Why are you standing there?
你们为什么站在那儿呢？
2,000 years.
已经2000年了。
Get to work.
干活去了。
He's coming back.
他要回来。
And we must be doing the work that he gave us to do.
我们必须要再去做他所吩咐我们要做的。
Because he ascended, we have a job.
因为耶稣升天，我们有使命。
And we are responsible to be doing it.
我们有责任要这样去做。
All right, next week we're going to look at his return.
下个星期我们看他的再来。
He went away, he will return.
他升天了，但是他会再来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you help us to live in the victory that your ascension promises?
主啊，求你帮助我们，因为你的升天的应许所给我们的这个得胜的生活。
Because you are our great high priest, we can live in victory.
因为你是我们的大祭司，我们可以活在这种胜利之中。
Help us to live that way.
帮助我们就是那样的生活。
And then would you help us to accomplish the mission you gave us?
求你帮助我们也能完成你所给我们的使命。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.